Our reading for today is from Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9, beginning in verse 1. And the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to earth, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. He opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and from the shaft rose smoke like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened with the smoke from the shaft. Then from the smoke came locusts on the earth, and they were given power like the power of scorpions on the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green plant, or any tree, but only those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were allowed to torment them for 5 months, but not to kill them, and their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. And in those days people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. In appearance the locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold, their faces were like human faces, and their hair like women's hair, and their teeth like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the noise of their wings was like the noise of many chariots with horses rushing into battle. They have tails and stings like scorpions, and their power to hurt people for 5 months is in their tails. They have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon. And in Greek, he is called Apollyon. The first woe has passed. Behold, two woes are still to come. Then the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, the day, the month, and the year were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of mounted troops was twice 10,000 times 10,000. I heard their number, and this is how I saw the horses in my vision and those who rode them. They wore breastplates, the color of fire and of sapphire and of sulfur, and the heads of the horses were like lions' heads, and fire and smoke and sulfur came out of their mouths. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and smoke and sulfur coming out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents with heads, and by means of them they wound. The rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, nor give up worshipping demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk, nor did they repent of their murders of the or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. So chapter 9 continues from chapter 8, picking up from chapter 8 and verse 13, where he looked and he heard an eagle crying with a loud voice as it flew directly overhead, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth." And we talked about those three woes briefly on the last reading. In chapter 9, we see these woes coming to pass. Verse 1, the fifth angel blew his trumpet. A star fallen from heaven to earth was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. Just a quick comment on verse 1. It seems that the translators who worked on the King James Version made a small error here. In the King James Version, it states John saw the star fall, whereas correctly it is that John saw where it had fallen. And so, as I read from the English Standard Version, it said, "I saw a star fallen," not falling, but fallen from heaven. So he saw where it came, but he did not see the fall of it. Just a minor thing, but just wanted to throw that in there as we continue to study through the book of Revelation in our daily readings. Now, it does seem that this star that had fallen is Satan, and this is a prelude to the scene that we're going to talk about in chapter 12, where the great dragon is cast down to earth. And so this would be the opposite of what we read in chapter 22, which is the bright morning star, or chapter 1, verse 18, the one who had the keys of death and Hades. So if this is Satan that had fallen, then we can say that the woe that comes after he has fallen, and this description here, is the work of Satan himself. Now, I do want to add in here that it's very difficult to try to attribute some of these things. We understand that we're talking in figures and symbols. So I want to put in there that some commentators do disagree, and state that this star that had fallen was the personification of the judgment which is from God. Either one, it's indicated that in verse 2, that the shaft of this abyss is opened, and this smoke rises like the smoke of a great furnace. The sun and the air were darkened because the smoke from this shaft was so thick and so abundant. Then comes these locusts that were given power like scorpions. And that's a terrible thought. Anybody who's been stung by a scorpion understands how terrible this thought is of combining that with the numbers of locusts. But that is to give a description of how terrible and how pervasive this woe is. It's bad enough that locusts already had a power to destroy things that you know, we would grow, such as crops. But then you add that they were to torment. They were to sting, not kill, but sting. That is to continually torment. And so these locusts, like these with these scorpion tails, were not there to destroy vegetation. They were there to come after men. Specifically, those who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. So this was something that was directly going to affect the wicked of the earth that did not accept God. That's supported by the final verse that we read in chapter 9, verse 21, they did not repent. Verse 5, it was given them that they should not kill. So I want us to understand that as terrible as this sounds, that they were not given unlimited power. They had limited power. As to the 5 months, we don't really have any way of understanding that. The specific meaning is uncertain. But since we see figures and symbols used in every other part of this chapter, then we would assume that the 5 months would be some sort of figure or symbol as well. Verse 6 indicates how terrible this was, that people would seek death, but they would not find it. They would long to die, but death would flee from them. Then you have this description in verse 7 of these locusts prepared for battle with crowns and faces like human faces, hair like women's hair, teeth like lions' teeth, and breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the noise of their wings like the noise of many chariots. If it wasn't bad enough to think about the numbers of locusts and the terrible sting of scorpions, now we're talking about them being arrayed and armored. It's hard to attribute this terrible appearance to very specific things. I think that we can look at the idea of human faces and realize that that indicates intelligence, but it's hard to carry it much further than that. I think you can take the teeth as that of lion's teeth to just be talking about the terrible destruction that was going to happen. In fact, in Joel chapter 1 and verse 6, we find a similar description saying his teeth are the teeth of a lion and he has the jawbone of a lioness, simply referring to that destruction that would come, the devouring that would come. Verse 11, this angel that is listed here that states that he has the Hebrew name Abaddon. It's interesting that that word means destruction, and Apollyon means destroyer. Verse 12 indicates this was only the first of those three woes. The first is past, and behold, two more come. Verse 13 is the beginning of this second woe. Verse 14 is the release of these four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates, and they had been prepared for this time, and they were released to kill a third of mankind. Then there is this transition from talking simply about angels to now talking about this great army, that the troops were twice 10,000 times 10,000. Don't place too much significance on the exact number that is there, but realize that he's talking about a huge host that is sufficient to accomplish what they set out to do. Verse 18, another third part of the men killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone that proceeded out of the mouths. Verse 19, the power was in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like serpents and have heads, and with them they hurt. Then we reach the end of the chapter where we realize that even though these judgments have come upon the wicked, they're not repenting of anything. It's not causing any change in them whatsoever. So this has been a terrible description of what was to come. But again, just remember that this language indicates symbolic, like unto. So we're not to take these things literally, but we are to realize that this power that they have is limited, but it's there for a purpose and is to come against the ungodly, and God's protection is still there for those that are sealed, those that have the seal of God on their foreheads. So thank you for listening today. Please come back again. We'll get into chapter 10. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.